Blog Talk Radio.
The one, my shoes, and I played that
for Miss King, who will be in tune with us shortly. The reason why that song is so powerful and meaningful to me is because we as women can relate to the fact of wearing so many different shoes, paying our dues day after day, night after night. We're just constantly working, striving to make it as mothers, as employers, as employees, as sisters, as just a family member, as a friend. You know, we're constantly doing things to try to stay ahead in this life. So shout out to all my ladies out there who's doing a damn thing. You girls know how I feel about a woman who takes her life in her own hand and determine what's next for her. So if you're that type of woman that's not out there doing a damn thing right now, take note of all the women that's out there making strides. It only takes a second to make a difference in your life. It's all about intention. It's all about presentation, and it's all about living life. So with that being said, I just want to give a shout-out to Hunter the One again for making that powerful song, which I love, 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 and I definitely rock out to it all the time. No lie. No lie. So if you tuned in for the first time, I just want to say welcome. And for all those who continue to support the Intune Show, like Miss T. Austin Reed, I just want to say thank you for all the love that you show the Intune Show. I'm really speechless, and I never, ever can find the words that kind of correlate to the things that I want to say to you guys for being so supportive to everything that I do. But know that I do love you, and I do appreciate you. The fabulous lady that we're going to be getting in tune with tonight, excuse me, I was getting a little tongue-tied. You know, she has a company that she started. It's called A Mommy Spare Hand. And the title alone is deep to me because, as we know, and me being a mother myself, is just totally one of those things that I can relate to just by the title. So good job, and, you know, hats off to Miss King for definitely coming up with a good title that is catchy. And basically what she does is, she, you know, she helps people with a helping hand with, you know, untimely errands, things that we all say, hey, I need to go do this and I need to go do that. But now you can basically hire her company to come in and run around and do all those things that we don't tend to have the time to do. She's a personal assistant that runs errands for, you know, grocery shopping, bank runs, pickups, prescriptions, traveling if required, whatever your needs are, she's there to accommodate it. She's a professional assistant, administrative assistant, clerical support, data entry, virtual assistant. I mean, come on, the list goes on. Now, this is a woman that I need in my life 24/7, just like by my side doing everything that she has listed as services that she provide. Like, I need every single one of them. I was just going down the list because I said if she could do laundry, cook, and put me to bed at night, then I'm definitely hiring her and moving her up to New York ASAP. So for all those who are interested in gaining more information and insight on Miss King, then definitely go to amamisparehand.vpweb.com. Or you can make a call to make an appointment today at 704-975-9758. So definitely check her out and definitely support, support, support. So without further ado, you know, because, you know, you guys listen to me all the time, and I know you get tired of hearing my voice. So with that being said, let's bring on Miss Victoria King, who likes to be called Vic. So with respect, we'll call her Miss Vic. And for all those who want to get in tune with her, then definitely tune in at 818-495-6975, where you can use our interactive chat room that's live during every show. So let's bring her right on. How you doing tonight, Ms. Vic?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for that wonderful introduction. Oh, my goodness. I'm so privileged and honored, Ms. P. Thank you for all you do with our community and everyone's community.
I'm just so honored.
I'm so thankful to God for just meeting you and conversing with you on Twitter.
Oh, my God.
Quite a pleasure.
I'm so thankful for you. Come on. Oh. Look at all that you do and all that you're going to do in the community. I mean, like I said again, like, just put up there laundry, you know, and you're going to rock me to bed at night. Like, it's on, girl. It's on. Like,
I have
totally
enough hands for that as well. You can call me an octopus, a virtual octopus. And thank you for all of my fans on Twitter and just personal and colleagues, family. Thank you guys for tuning in for this interview. It means a lot to me. You will never know. I'm big on support. I support people all the time. I do not have to personally know you to get behind a cause that you are committed to. I'm big on empowering people, especially women of every race and social class. It does not matter. I'm definitely for empowering women and men, of course. We love you too.
Thank you
for the support. Thank you for tuning in, guys. I appreciate it.
Yeah, definitely. So first, let's just start off with, you know, everyone is not in tune with who Ms. Vic King is. So let's definitely let's talk about that. So now before we, you know, we end the show tonight, everybody will be more in tune to who you are and be looking for you, because that's our ultimate goal. We want people to support, and we definitely want people to realize that your services are crucial in times like this for people that are totally always detained. So for our listeners who are just getting in tune for the first time, tell us a little bit about who Ms. Vic King is.
Okay. Well, Vic King is a very driven 28-year-old mother of four. I grew up in a very broken household where I was not inspired or aspired to do much based on my surroundings. However, God definitely blessed me with drive over the years to excel in academics and just many forms and fashions in my life. I was definitely headed to the military at 17 after graduating as salutatorian of my high school, and I actually met a gentleman, and we got married and have four children. Life has taken a lot of turns, and it looks like I'm going to be raising four children by myself coming up here soon, but I am very driven to succeed no matter what. I believe that if you have a dream, God will provide the way and the will. I'm committed into building this business that I started in October of 2010. I never really took no for an answer growing up. I was always not encouraged, but I've always pulled strength from within and definitely from God. So anyway, I started a business in October of 2010, and against those closest to me advising me to, oh, well, it'll be a hobby, I was definitely committed in proving them wrong. I was the laughing stock with some coworkers from the community and just people that I knew as colleagues or personal friends. I had just a handful of people that believed in me, and just those individuals that really pushed me and believed in me. I actually did my first contract this past spring, and then I had my first assignment this spring. I got a second assignment and a second and third contract, and it is really, really taken off. I was able to score an assignment with Charlotte Singh, which is very, very busy and active in our community here in the Queen City, Charlotte, North Carolina, that being. And I was actually able to be fortunate to be a part of Fashion Week, which is, it was amazing. The assignment was awesome. And that proved to me, hey, you know, not only did God equip me with this dream, but he equipped me with the tools that I need to be successful. So there is literally nothing that's going to stand in my way, whether it's the stigma of society of, oh my goodness, you have four children. How are you going to build a business and work a job full time? I do not set limitations on myself or others. No matter what your background or your upbringing is, you can soar, and that's what I intend to do, soar right through the stars. And I think the messages that I send out on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, and all my social networks I'm connected to, it definitely represents that. I'm big on believing in yourself, no matter who you are, no matter what your story is or your start. It does not have to be your ending or your finish. So I'm just ready to run that race of success.
Absolutely. I mean, it's empowering. I mean, it really, really is. I mean, and especially to the point that, all right, of course people are going to have something to say. You know what I mean? Like,
absolutely,
that's just going to happen, period. You could be doing, like, whatever, and they still have something to say. Sitting there minding your business, and people will be like, why is she sitting there minding her business? People will always have something to say. So my hats are all off for you, because, you know, you're not taking the limitations of saying, hey, yeah, I, you know, have four children, but this is going to stop me, and complaining about the things that are not going your way, and being, you know, very active in turning the tables and letting other women that have children see that, hey, listen, you can have children, you could have been married, you could have done whatever, but you still can be successful as a mother and as a woman. So
absolutely,
I'm definitely looking up to you in big ways because of that. As a child, were you always a giver as a child?
I think I was. I'm one of five children, and our upbringing was very rough. My mom decided to up and one day just walk out. She decided she did not want five children anymore, so our upbringing was very challenging, especially with the dynamics of family and not having that structure day to day. but you don't have to become a victim or be enslaved to your past or your upbringing or any pain or agony that you suffer. And I made up my mind a long time ago that I wouldn't become a victim based on what I've gone through. A victim is someone that has no control or hurt, or someone that's attacked or raped. A victim is someone that can't move on, and I definitely was not going to fall into that category of being a victim or enslaving myself to a rough upbringing or our poor economic situation as a child. So it was rough, but, you know, you move past that when you have the right proper mindset to succeed. Success is not an option. It's the only option.
Absolutely. Now, what's so amazing to me right now, Ms. Vic, is that, honestly, I talk to a ton of people all the time. I even had a women's group. And I'm telling you, out of all those women, like almost 200 women, I promise you, no one was, like, talking like this.
Oh.
If you were talking like this when I had this group in 2010, I think I would have just said, sold. You have this. You take the group over. This is now your group, and you lead us to where we need to be.
Oh, thank you. God bless you.
I'm so serious, because it's just so rare, and I'm not trying to put anyone down, and I'm not trying to be indifferent. I'm just trying to point out something to our listeners that, you know, so many of us complain on a daily basis about things, including myself. I'm such a drama queen, Ms. Vic. You have no idea.
I do too.
But to be so, like, positive and just be like, hey, listen, this is what's happening, and blah, 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 blah. I mean, where do you draw your energy and inspiration?
Definitely the Lord. I definitely can't say that I'm the ultimate and I'm just independently self-motivator. I'm definitely God. My faith is very strong, and I'm not one of those people that sit back on the couch and say, okay, Lord, you know, I'm going to let you drive this and I want this done. No, to me, God is not a DJ to play any track that I request. I pray about it, and then I have the determination and drive, and I've always had that as a child. I think I've always been assertive and just a go-getter. Like, I don't like no for answers, especially when I'm trying hard and it's something that I'm passionate about. So if you close the door, I'm going to bust out your window. I'm going to kick your back door in.
Well, yeah, lock it if you want. You have a window.
Exactly. I'm going to bust right through it and jump in like an action movie. I'm really silly. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I love it. I love silliness. I'm sorry. Like, I can laugh all day long, seriously.
We would get along just fine. We're going to have to do lunch then.
Busted it with like an action hero. I love
exactly.
It.
Exactly. But I don't, I do not believe in setting limitations on yourself, no matter who you are. I don't care where you are. You could be someone that's in a foreign country or coming over here, getting citizenship and really want to succeed. I'm all for people that, especially people that have a rough road. Everyone can have that fairy tale ending. It does not matter how your story started. It's how you're going to finish it. And I'm big on believing in yourself and empowering whoever. I've just always been the type of person to go get what I want and not make excuses. Failure is just not an option in my book at all. It's like a page that I won't turn at all. I mean, failure's never going to be an option over my children and whatever they try to do in life. I'm going to let them know, listen, hey, Mom had a rough road, but it's rewarding. Stay on your road. There's going to be detours, but stay on your road. Continue on your path. So I try to practice what I preach.
Absolutely.
Actually, the hospital that I work at, I started off as a CNA, and I worked my way up literally through my work ethic, and definitely I've been blessed. Carolina's Medical Center in Charlotte, North Carolina, I have to give a shout out. I've been here since the age of 19. I'm 28 now. I worked my way up from a CNA to an administrative assistant through my work ethic and being blessed with people that have recognized my achievements here at this company. So I'm very fortunate for them, because I've learned a lot of my work ethic through this company, Carolina's Medical Center. So
wow. Absolutely. So with that being said, now, how has life or the people around you changed? Because, you may note that, you know, a lot of people were trying to be discouraging to the fact of you, you know, launching your own business and, you know, being successful at it as a mom and working a full-time job. So how has, you know, people changed in terms of, like, you put in your ideas and they see that as coming into fruition? Like, you know, what's their responses?
Well, I think sometimes when you're very passionate about something and you commit yourself to making sure that passion is turned into a reality, sometimes those closest to you can be very discouraging. Oftentimes, women in business or just entrepreneurs, they have a hard time in their relationships. I don't know if it's like an intimidation factor of some males or their spouses, but it hasn't worked too well here in my relationship. I married very young. I married at 18. I've been married 10 years now. And almost 10 years, and it's been a challenge. It has. Up until recently, I think this year has been like a year of evolution for me and liberation. Like last year, I, you know, went natural, cut all my hair off, which was a bit of a radical change to most people. I've lost 56 pounds since last May, so
yay!
I'm definitely yes, yes. Which I have 41 more to go. However, I've just made a lot of changes that's good for me, and sometimes that's not going to always, I guess, set well with those closest to you or maybe those that you're in a relationship with. However, at the end of the day, you have to be able to look the person in the mirror and actually be content with what you see, and I know God has greatness for me. I'm going after my greatness, and it's going to compromise relationships, whether personal or social, but I have to make a decision at the end of the day what I'm willing to sacrifice. I'm very passionate about this business, and getting married young definitely has had a major impact over the years of me chasing my dreams. I have completely immersed myself into the role of wife and mom, and up until recently, I did not know who Vic was, or I couldn't really identify who Vic was, and I like the person Vic has become. I really do, and I'm content with her, and I mm-hmm. have a clear conscience of who she is. I really do. I hope that answered your question.
No, it totally does. I mean, I don't think that you can say anything that I don't like right now. So,
you're too funny.
You know, I'm so serious. I don't think you can do anything. I don't think you can say anything that
Aww.
Will just, like, make me feel indifferent.
My
I'm so serious.
My cheeks are hurting. You're making me blush.
Well, you know what? I'm only being realistic about it because, you know, I just like to be real. Energy, like, exudes energy. So your energy to me right now is just, like, just dripping
Aww.
Through the lines, you know, because it's just amazing. And I can say this all night long. I love to be in the presence of someone who is genuine because you can totally feel the love, the passion, the just the understanding, you know, the mission. It's like you totally get the mission just by talking to you. It's not fake.
You.
It's not rehearsed. It's not
no,
something
not
that I'm just
all.
Saying because I'm trying to, you know, build a following. It's real.
Yes, I'm a very real and genuine person. I'm not generic at all. I'm myself regardless, no matter who I'm around. I have a lot of friends that of like many different groups and social classes, races, spiritual practices. I'm very, very diverse. No matter whom I'm around, I'm Vic regardless. So I like to just pride myself in just being who I am and being what's comfortable in my own skin. And I really do like the Vic that I've become today. Again, I've only operated in two roles over the years since 18, being a wife and a mom. And eventually, I wanted to identify who I really was. I did not want that person to show up when I'm 40 and then I'm questioning, well, who have I been all these years, you know? So I'm really glad that I found what I like and what drives me, my passions, and I'm going after that. I am.
Absolutely.
I think I've suppressed that process long enough. It's time.
Absolutely, absolutely. And again, like I said, hats off to you because a lot of people, you brought up another valid point that I'm always stressing to people is that, you know, who are you? And it's like so simple, but a lot of people just don't get it. When
Absolutely.
I ask who are you, I don't mean like what's your name, where you're from, and I was born in, you know, Georgia. That's so mediocre. You understand? It's like it's so mm-hmm. like not what I'm asking you. And a lot of people just don't get it. They just don't get
yeah.
it. So
Absolutely.
To know
if
who
you
would
have asked me that question
right.
18 or 20 months ago, I would have told you I'm a PTA mom, a PTO mom,
mm-hmm.
a T-ball mom, I do this, I do that, and it would have literally been surrounded about around my family. Everything
right,
would have
right.
went back to them. But if you've asked me who I was, it would have been them, of course. But
right.
today I'm Vic. I'm Vic King.
Absolutely, and that's amazing. And the amazing thing, too, is that your children get to see this. Like, this is, my mom was not just Vic King. You know what I mean? My mom was this. My mom was that. So it's like you're leaving behind a legacy for your children to
yes.
absorb and be proud of your strides and your determination. I mean, I think that is so huge and so commendable that it's beyond words.
Thank you.
No,
thank you.
This is you. This has nothing to do with me. This is all you right here. So
you're spoiling
besides,
me today.
I'm so serious. You know, I love it. I love the energy. I love to ingratiate. I love to have positive people around me. I love the genuine people. I mean, there's nothing more satisfying and gratifying to me through my journey is, you know, than to meet someone that's like you. I love it.
Aww.
Because you start to realize in this world, which we know is a cold world sometimes.
Yes.
And it
absolutely.
Doesn't matter how many jackets you put on, how many scarves and layers you put on sometimes, it's still cold. So
it
when you
mean.
Come across somebody that can generate this energy, it's just like an amazing thing, and I like to gravitate to that because it's just so rare.
Oh,
it's so rare.
Yes,
so,
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I'm big
mm-hmm.
on passing the baton, as I call it. And
yeah.
That reference is actually to just giving back and paying it forward. I'm big on promoting and just giving others the opportunity. I think in the community of African American, I think we harbor information and we're not unified at all.
Mm-hmm.
I'm big on empowering our people so we can empower other people of other racial groups, because at the end of the day, we're all brothers and sisters, no matter
mm-hmm.
whether we're Brazilian, Iranian. But I'm big on providing unity in our community, and
mm-hmm.
that is the area that I definitely think we can improve on for sure. But the passing of the baton is giving one another the opportunity. When you're an entrepreneur, and I think I have to definitely reference our First Lady when she spoke about during the National Democratic Convention about closing the door. Do not close the door on one another. If you've been blessed with an opportunity, you pass that opportunity on to the next person. Leave that door open. You know,
mm-hmm.
provide that rope for someone else to pull up. And I'm big on passing the baton. You pass the baton when it's your turn. When your race is about over, you pass it to someone else.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to pride myself on definitely providing others with that opportunity. And once this business picks up, passing that baton to someone else and imploring someone else and giving them a job.
Right. I mean, because at the end of the day, you're going to leave this earth with information or insight
mm-hmm.
that you can – honestly give to someone else, and you refuse to do this because you're afraid of someone else taking the information and being more successful than you, because that's what it boils down to, Miss Vic. It doesn't have anything to do with anything else. Like us sharing information with each other right now and someone coming along and then they're like, well, you know, I know ways of doing this and you can get ahead sooner, but, you know, go Google it. What do you mean go Google it? Like, if you know it, then explain it. Start talking. Like, what the
Absolutely.
Heck are you talking about? So,
and that's why,
uh-huh.
that's personally why I started this business, just to provide that spare hand and to give others. I enjoy serving individuals. I really do. And A Mommy's Spare Hand, initially I started it in October of 2010 to be there for mothers on maternity leave. And then I said, well, I don't want to limit myself. I really want to have a full-blown concierge service. So literally I started sitting down and writing out a business plan and a business agenda and my mission statement and all of the different areas that I wanted to tap into. And basically I want to provide a bucket load of services. And then eventually my goal is to open these services all up to all 50 states. So just services from personal assisting to event planning to administrative assisting to providing courier services and to provide, depending on what city I have clients coming into, or dispatching drivers to help with major events or transportation. There's a lot that I want to do. And it's going to be contract work, of course. I'll send
mm-hmm.
individuals out on long-term and short-term assignments. But until that happens, it's pretty much just me right now.
And it will happen.
Yes, it is. Failure's not an
option.
It's
happening right now. Exactly. It's happening right now because, first of all, you can have been coming on talking about, hey, I, you know, so far I'm still looking for my first contract. No, you're on contract three.
Yes.
So it is happening. You know, God put us in places, as you say, like for a reason. The reason why you're on the Intune show is to get people in tuned to Miss Vic King.
Yes.
You know, so my thing is like everyone reaches someone for whatever level, and I don't really think in my mind God make mistakes.
Absolutely not. Absolutely
so
not.
So your presence here tonight is for a reason, period.
Thank
so
you.
Besides, you know, a mommy spare hands and being a mom and being an employee that has moved up, what are you passionate about outside of those things?
Outside of those things, I think definitely with the weight loss lately, just getting back to where I used to be. In high school, I used to run track long distance, and I think through the years I've kind of you know, just immersed myself into being in a role of a mom, and I kind of, you know, got to the point where literally I let myself go health-wise, and so literally I gained control over that last summer. So I'm big on fitness, health, also just women's health awareness, because that's the department I work in at Carolinas Medical Center, GYN Oncology Unit. So just bringing awareness to women in general about our health. And I have to practice what I preach, so definitely I've been big on health lately, sports. I'm involved in the community. I'm big on volunteerism. That's near and dear to my heart, really it is, giving back to the community that we all come from.
Mm-hmm.
So
absolutely.
Definitely just enjoying sports.
Right. So, okay, you lost all this weight, which, again, I'm just, like, standing up doing backflips for you, but you just can't see it because it's not an easy thing. It's really not mm-hmm. easy. But what are some of the things that you can kind of, like, let other women out there know? Because I know in my experience and just working in the healthcare industry as well that I've seen the changes of men more rapid than I've seen them in women. So what are some of the things that you have done outside of just, like, changing your eating habits? Is it just, like, the gym or just, you know, being positive?
Absolutely.
Because I know it has to start in the mind first. You have
yes,
to
Yes, the mind
is
the most
is
powerful
do.
Instrument on the face of the planet. That is mm-hmm. our, I guess, our most influential organism is our mind, a part of our body. I literally changed the way I was thinking. That's the main thing, whether it's success mm-hmm. in relationships or business or fitness or health or whatever the case may be, your mindset is vital to doing anything. When you have the mindset, you're going to have the determination because the determination will come from the mind. It will. Like, okay, I literally just looked at myself and I was at 289 and I was a 22 wide, currently a 14, and that's not where I'm stopping.
Beautiful. Right. I'm just
but,
like sitting here with my mouth open, Vic. Like, really? Wow.
But I did have help. I definitely can't say that I did this on my own. I have to shout out Urban Skin Solutions because they definitely, in Charlotte, North Carolina, they gave me that push. And I let go of a lot of carbohydrates, the bad carbohydrates, because there's good carbohydrates. But
mm-hmm.
I was a Bojangles drinking, biscuit eating, potato loving woman last summer.
Mm-hmm.
So I've let go of all those bad things, and I've gotten behind the concept of once you actually eat something and put something in your mouth, it takes 3 to 5 seconds for your taste buds to enjoy it, and then you swallow it. It's over. So you're punishing yourself the rest of your life for 3 or 5 seconds of gratification of a taste. And I actually understood that concept, and I changed what I was enjoying. And now I just indulge in healthy stuff from health food stores like Host Food, Earth Fare, Trader Joe, stores of that nature.
I love Trader Joe.
My mom, I know, they are inexpensive. I love them.
They are the bomb. Shout out
They're
to
like
Trader Joe's.
They're like the Walmart health food stores.
Love them.
I do,
love
too.
Trader Joe's. Yeah. You know, the Greek yogurt especially.
But then I became mm-hmm. active. I got out there. I didn't just become active at the kids' school. Like, I've always been active with the kids, but I really became active for myself. So I started going to the gym faithfully and making it a point each day, whether it was 30 minutes to an hour and a half, I made time for me. That's very important because I think you get to a point where when you invest in everyone else and not yourself and you continue to neglect yourself, eventually you're going to burn out. And you're going to be left with nothing because you have not invested in yourself. you've given to everyone else, and you can continue to give, and pieces are taken away from you. And if you get down to your last piece, that's the point where you realize, oh, my God, what's left for me?
Mm-hmm.
So I got to that point.
Absolutely. So what are some of the ways that people can benefit from signing a contract with your company?
Well, the good thing about a small business or just an entrepreneur themselves, when you hire a full-time or part-time employee, you have to realize that you pay for benefits for that individual or 401k or insurance or what have you. With me, you're contracting me to do a specific assignment, whether it's an event planning that you need, or you need 6 weeks of clerical or a virtual assistant, or any assignment that you need done, you're contracting me. If you don't like me, contract me for 2 weeks. See how I do? Hey, at the end of that 2 weeks, hey, the contract's over. You don't have to be bothered with VidKing anymore. But I think the unique thing about my services are the point that I'm able to be contracted out. Mm-hmm. For instance, my first client was a home healthcare agency, and our contract was ongoing, and they give me assignments when they need me. Their first assignment was for me to travel from Charlotte, North Carolina, to Cary, North Carolina. It was a day's trip. I was supposed to deliver some official documents to the headquarters, so I functioned as a courier assistant. I charge them for the work that I do, and that's it. I mean, it's literally that simple.
Right.
Or if you need, or something as simple as, hey, Vic, I'm going out of town. I need this taken care of. I need that taken care of. And you specify what the job is, and it's done. I'm very reliable, very dependable, very honest. I possess a lot of integrity, and I'm an overachiever. I do not like to disappoint at all. That's mm-hmm. a pet peeve of mine.
No, I mean, I'm loving it. Like, I'm ready to, like, hire you for, like, assistant stuff and stuff.
Awesome.
Like, look, I'm less like, I need one ASAP. Like, I had one. She was great. But, you know, whatever. Won't talk about it live, but I'm just saying,
okay.
Like, you know, this is like, ideal to me. Like, what is the virtual assistant thing? Because I'm a little naive to that. So can you just, like, kind of break it up?
Well, I had an assignment from this gentleman that I met on LinkedIn, and basically it just consisted of putting in, I think it was over 200 invoices for him and his business. So basically I may be not there in the present, but if you send me an assignment where I can do from Charlotte, North Carolina, I'm there for you. I'm there for you. Like, I had another young lady to reach out to me. She has her own passion business. And,
mm-hmm.
Again, she's going to need someone to basically plug in a bunch of invoices for her. And that's it. So it's my company is there to provide the spare hand to get little things or big things. It does not matter how big the size of the assignment is. I'm just there on standby to assist you. You may need me for something maybe for 2 weeks or maybe for 6 months. But just know that the service that I offer, I'm there to support you with a spare hand, many spare hands.
Right. I mean, this is just like really like a dream come true for a lot of people. And we're going to do everything that we can do at the Intune show to just help push you along the way and support what you're doing.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem. Because you know what? Stuff like this is rare, period. And I know for myself, honestly, like, I need, like, 15 virtual assistants. And it's not even, I'm not even joking. It's like, it'd be like that sometimes. And maybe I don't need 15. Maybe it's a little over-exaggerated. But but I
That's
do
okay.
always look for someone where it's like, hey, I don't want to have this conversation. I just want to have this conversation, like, one time. I don't want to keep repeating myself. I don't want to have to worry about X, Y, and Z. So I'm definitely going to look into that with you. And, I want everybody else to take the time to do that as well. So with that being said, Vic, what can people expect from a mommy's spare hand? And where can they reference you to follow you?
Well, excellence, that's what you can expect with me. I want to provide excellent and fast and assertive service. Call me. Let's talk. I'm definitely getting to the point where I want to travel with this. So if you have an assignment, if you're out there, let's say you're in Texas or 5 or 6 states over, let's talk about traveling expenses and room and board. And that does not mean that I won't come, but let's talk about those things up front because you may just need someone there present for 6 weeks. And I want you guys to reach out to me. My phone number is area code 704-975-9732. 1-800-878-5858. I'm also on Twitter at VictoriaKing11, a mommy spare hand, so you'll see my little hand logo. Also, I'm on Facebook at a mommy spare hand page. And then I'm on LinkedIn. If you want to see more of my professional background, I'm on LinkedIn as Victoria King. So look for me. I'm there. I'm waiting for you.
I'm definitely.
And then, of course, my website.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Let me give
of
that
course,
to
the
you.
Website. Tell them to them.
It's a mommiesparehand.vpweb.com. Again, that's a mommiesparehand.vpweb.com.
Absolutely. And then you guys can definitely, for all those little lazy pants out there, because I know myself I'm lazy, you can definitely go to internshow.com to find a mommy spare hand as well. So that
Thank
is actually
you.
Being not a problem. That's actually being added to my bankroll, which is my whole list of recommendations of sites for you guys to just click over, and it'll take you right to Vic's site. So I want you guys to definitely reach out and support. And if it's something that can't help you now, you don't know if it can be something that can be of service to you in the future, definitely
Absolutely.
Tell everyone you know, because – What the heck? I mean, spare hands. Who doesn't need them? Like she said, she's a virtual octopus. Like, who starts the show? Who starts the show letting you know that this is what I am? I am a virtual octopus. So with that being said, if I was a person just kind of looking for someone to hire, she would definitely get the job off of that comment alone. Because who doesn't need an octopus? I do right now.
Exactly.
And so does Kay Bookman. Kay Bookman, she's my sissy. She's also like one of the hosts of the Intune Show for the Kay Bookman Power Hour. She's listening to the interview right now, Vic, and she's saying she does too. She needs it too. So this is what I'm saying. The need is there. We just have to just constantly keep reiterating it and just keep putting it into the universe so that everybody can
Absolutely.
Be conscientious of what's happening. So for all those who are tuned in, and also I'm just going to add you to a week worth of promotions because I love you so much. So when you're not tweeting, I'm tweeting it for you so people can get in tune to who you are. That's not a problem. Let's stay connected at all times. I'm here for you. Don't let this be the last time that we talk
Absolutely
because then you're
going
to need a spare hand to fight me off, and I don't think you're
exactly.
ready for that.
No, that's not going to happen. But, Ms. P, I just want to take time out to just thank you and individuals in the community that are always about playing it forward. I also want to shout out a dear friend's radio
sure.
show. It's called Spotlight Over the City, and you can look for it on Stan Long's page, Blackbird Melanie. This gentleman also is big on giving back to the community and spotlighting a lot of businesses in Atlanta, Georgia. So I just want to thank you, Ms. P, for giving me this blessed opportunity to come on your show and advertise. This is advertisement marketing, and it's a dream come true. So I thank you. Please know that your efforts will not be in vain at all. As soon as I'm able to, I'm going to play it forward with another individual that's passionate about chasing their dreams. So hats off to you. Nothing but gratitude and humbleness that I possess for you. So I'm very
Aww.
Thankful for this opportunity.
That is not a problem.
Thank
it's
you.
More than a pleasure for us to embrace you, Vic. And we are here for you as needed and beyond as needed. So thank you for sharing, you know, mommy's first hand with the world, spare hand with the world, because guess what? We all need a spare hand. So thank you for taking initiative to put that into the universe so that others can gain.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure. Thank you all for
thank
tuning
you.
In and listening to this interview. I thank you for my fan base on Twitter, Facebook, and just a lot of my friends here in Charlotte. I really thank you. You guys are my driving force to keep me going, to tell me that I'm doing the right thing and I'm on the right track. So I thank you for the push because
no
I'm
problem.
Pushing myself regardless.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. Thank you so much, Vic. Have a great night.
All right. You too. Thank you so much, Ms. P.
No problem. Yay. So that was Miss Vic King. Very well spoken. I like the way she speaks. Like, I can just listen to her for hours. For hours, literally. You know, it's she reminds me of Sissy, Kay Bookman. Just very articulate. You know, I love those type of women. It makes me want to hug you and hug you and hug you. Like, just keep talking to me. Just keep talking to me. It all makes sense. Don't worry about the big words. I'll look them up later. No. So definitely check out Vic. And, again, her website is on a mommy spare hand. So that's A-M-O-M-M-Y-S sparehand.vpwebs.com. Check her out. And again, like I said, you guys can reference her on the Intune Show website. Follow her on Twitter. Like her page on Facebook. Show love. Show love to somebody who's out there, like, just basically giving her all with her octopus hands. I mean, come on. How many friends did you know have octopus hands? I have one. We have Vic. So, you know, yeah, Kay Bookman says that, you know, she was great, and I love where her heart is, and definitely love you all immensely. And it's a good feeling to know that there's so many awesome people out there. It takes a while to find them, but they're definitely out there. So, again, if you're someone out there that's looking to shine on an Intune Show, then definitely get in contact with us. You can contact Kay Bookman. You can contact Miss P. We're all approachable here. And let's do the damn thing. Until next time, babies, I want to just say stay in tune. Tomorrow we'll be on air at 4 o'clock with the Locker Room and Diva Got the J on Gossip. Until tomorrow, babies, have a good night and stay tuned. I'm in tune. Let's count it down from 10. Space 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, let's go. With a pretty light skin, Diva name.